Looking for spacious dining in a relaxed, modern setting with friendly service and mountain views? Table food plus drink at the Coast Canmore Hotel and Conference Center is the perfect spot for you. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., table food plus drink has weekly specials and happy hours aplenty, making it a great spot for locals to snag a deal. Of the weekly features, the family-style offerings are especially attractive. Tuesday night's chicken dinner offers a whole roast chicken, creamy whipped potatoes, a selection of seasonable vegetables and house-made chicken gravy for just $39. Additionally, Sunday night's Roast at Coast is one of the best spots in the Bow Valley for an incredible roast dinner. What does this entail, I hear you cry? For $75 for two, a soup or salad and the chef's choice of dessert, plus tea or coffee, are bookends to a hearty meal of citrus brined Alberta pork loin with a caramelized pearl onion and gala apple saute, pan jus, roast baby potatoes, seasonal vegetables and a delightfully large, freshly risen Yorkshire pudding. I am British, yes, please go ahead and read this article in my accent as I know you now 100% want to, which I feel allows me to firmly assert that a good Yorkie is hard to come by in Canada. As a result, I shall be first in line to shake Chef Tim Mastwell's hand for his effort in bringing the food of my people to the table at, well, table. Speaking of said table, the interior design at the restaurant is low-key lovely. A large central wooden counter sets the dining room scene amid a wooden house-like structure, with a large stone fireplace casting a warm orange glow about the room, an accent further punctuated by the terracotta-colored upholstery of the lounge cushions and bar stools. The thoughtful and stylish composition makes for an elevated homely backdrop to a meal, or pre-dinner drinks at the bar, where one can indulge in freshly shaken, or stirred, cocktails. I was a particular fan of the passionfruit martini, a riff on the rather more lewdly named classic, replete with the mandatory sidecar of bubbles. Not enough drinks come with shot glass full of sparkling wine on the side, do they? If you'd rather order a la carte, table food plus drink has a whole host of tasty dishes made with local ingredients, some even grown in planters on the patio in summer. To start, I recommend the seared scallops with a bacon marmalade, served on a bed of quinoa, crispy lentils and mustard-braised Brussels sprouts, or, if you're having a long lazy meal, a couple of cocktails and a order of the charcuterie board showcasing locally sourced meats and Canadian imported cheese. Hot tip. If you come on a Wednesday, it's only $15.95 for the platter. For heartier fare, the seared 7 ounces Alberta beef tenderloin comes dripping in foie gras butter and a lavish peppercorn brandy jus, with duck fat fingerling potatoes and heirloom vegetables on the side. If you're looking for something a little lighter, the fish options are a winner. I very much enjoyed my colorful dish of crispy salmon, topped with a dill crema and microgreens, artfully plated with earthy beluga lentils and quinoa in a tomato sauce with carrots, zucchini and heirloom tomatoes. Notably, there are also plenty of dishes to suit dietary restrictions and preferences that would make dining here with a larger group totally possible. Need I remind you to save room for dessert? No? Good, because you'll need space to squeeze a little something in. I opted for the light, brig and delicately creamy deconstructed blueberry cheesecake with a graham cracker crumb, topped with wild-picked blueberries and an uplifting lemon zest. I did also spy a dish labeled crack cookie, presumably dubbed as such for its Moorish appeal with brown butter, chocolate, salted caramel and saltine crackers and vanilla ice cream, which enticed, but alas, my mere mortal feasting capacity got the best of me. I guess I'll have to pop back. Visit tablefoodanddrink.com for hours, reservation and menus.